Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In late September 1787, the proposed Constitution was in the hands of the Confederation Congress. Supporters of the document, who were beginning to call themselves Federalists, and opponents of the document, led by Virginia's Richard Henry Lee, had skirmished in the days following its arrival in New York. Nevertheless, agreement was reached to send the matter to the states for their consideration. Late in the day, on September 28, 1787, the Confederation Congress passed a resolution that read,
"Having received the report from the convention lately assembled in Philadelphia, resolved unanimously that the said report, together with the resolutions and letter accompanying the same, be transmitted to the several state legislatures."
The word unanimously referred only to the willingness, grudging though it was on the part of many, to transmit the report, as it was carefully called, to the states. The resolution very pointedly omitted the word Constitution in referring to the work done in Philadelphia. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The 18th century founders of our nation were keenly aware of threats to freedom and liberty, but they could never have imagined cybercrime. Let a Hibbs Hallmark professional review your company's protection against this 21st century threat. Go to HibbsHallmark.com.